Hey, what's up, everybody? This is John Daly. So,
Rapplecast is hysterical. I'm glad it belongs to America. Yeah.
Sorry, John Daly.
All right, everybody, how's it going? Call to order. Johnny's Bananas. We got Johnny's Bananas, Season 4, Writer's Room. Here we go. Thank God. I just want to say, before we start, thank fucking God for eBay. FXX was great, now we're going to be streaming on eBay's first we're eBay's basically first television show. We're going to be on StreamBay.
They bailed us out. Yeah.
Thank God.
I got to say, I'm really proud to be the first eBay original series.
Yeah.
And I think it's really, it's a new media landscape, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
Well, and I love that you can just bid on anything in the show now, too.
Yeah, that's smart.
Like, that's such great.
Yeah,
buy it now.
Yeah, that's how we came into. Yeah. I heard they came in the room and they said you can just buy the show now, and then they did.
Yeah, they bought it in the room. It's a good deal. Let's catch up.
That's like
how is everybody? How was your hiatus?
Good.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Good.
I've been having a tough time.
You've been having a tough time, Jake.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you guys know I left. I left my wife for Charlie XCX. And then that kind of fizzled out in about 3 months. So
didn't know she was British, and then you heard her voice.
Yeah, honestly, that was the least of concerns. There was an age difference, and then my wife is really mad at me, and so I'm living at the Oaks now.
You took her name.
You're living at the Oaks.
Yeah, I did.
Jake
the deli.
XCX.
Jake XCX. Deli place.
I'm sorry that it didn't work out for you, but I feel like I called it. And the last season, I was like, I give this 2 weeks.
It
was 2 months, and you were right, so you should,
at least
talk about that.
You got some chili chocolate bars with chili flakes in them around you whenever you want.
Yeah, you must be getting personal pizzas all the time.
Yeah.
Charlie XCX, she's got that song, I Don't Care, I Love It, right?
She wrote that song. It was before our relationship, but I'm doing better. I'm just excited to get back to work. Excited to get back into this.
By the way, we got on speakerphone. We got Tom. He's on vacation permanently. How's it going, Tom?
Yeah, good. Going all right. I'm really kind of enjoying the break. I really, there's a reason why you put a fun clause in your contract.
Yeah,
it's does you like when it's not fun anymore, you just press that button and then they can't hold you to anything.
Nope.
And I can just check out and then check back in, and this is me checking back in. So
we're glad you did it on the
right now, and
you're on the clock. Yeah, well, you get paid no matter what, but as you remember, Tom had a fun clause a la Larry Charles. He wasn't having fun last season, but maybe that's because of FXX, and maybe this season with StreamBay, we can bring it back. We can bring back the fun, okay?
They already got Hershey Kisses on the table here, Tom, for all of us.
Yep.
Have you seen the Keurig in the break room?
We got a new Keurig?
Oh, my God. It's great.
Wait, do they have teas?
Yes,
teas. Because I'm on tea right now.
Yeah, no, they have tea. Bigelow's.
How's that diet going?
It's good. I do a thing where I put butter and honey in hot water. And then that's all I eat all day until the night when I eat white fish.
Can we just get the lunch order out of the way?
Yeah, let's get the lunch order. You guys want to do Fat Sal's?
Yeah,
or,
definitely.
Fat Sal's. All right.
Nice.
All right, let's pass around the lunch.
I'm jealous.
We're jealous. You're in paradise. Where are you anyways, Tom?
I'm in the Berkshires, actually.
Oh,
nice.
Talk about paradise, man.
Decided to mix it up a little bit.
Oh, God. Rent a toboggan.
A lot of cool people up there in the Berkshires, right?
Yeah, I'm staying at a hotel that's 550 years old. It's a pretty amazing place.
Nice.
And the elevator broke, and but it's a really old elevator. It's like one of the first elevators in America, but it's broken, it's still a piece of history.
Sounds...
Which floor are you staying on?
It's a town called Stockbridge.
Okay.
That's the best answer I've ever heard. Talk about a comedy writer's room. I'm going to get the Fat Anthony. That's chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, fries, marinara on top of Sal's signature hero, the irresistible Italiano. That's what I think I'll get.
Yeah. I want sensational sausage and peppers without onions. Right. And so it's just Italian sausage and sautéed peppers, no onions. And I want the seasoned fries with the fat sauce.
All right, Gilly, can you take the minutes on this lunch order?
Oh, yeah.
Can you just take the minutes on the lunch order? And then can you, Johnny G, can you just take the minutes on the writer's room meeting?
You want me to write down the whole thing?
No, just the writer's room. You control the board. You control the board. So we're going to be throwing stuff up on the board. And then if it's good, we'll tie a red string to it. And, it'll just be great. So, I've been working on a couple web series that have gone nowhere and just I really tanked them. I really didn't do a good job. I tried with Funny or Die. Mm-hmm. And then they gave me a little contract where I made some stuff and it didn't really pan out. I wanted it to become a TV show because everybody's doing online stuff. And,
try to figure
it out. I don't know. It's tough.
It's a blurred line at this point between what's a TV show and what's a web series at this point. Oh, that's a great song.
Yeah. That's a great song. Yeah,
yeah. Can we get that in this season, you think?
Oh.
What's the budget for music with Stream Bay?
Budget for music with Stream Bay is a little iffy.
But what if we do a parody of it? Like, I don't mean to get right into it, but like...
We could get into the ideas.
I'm just thinking hashtag bananas. Like, you know, in the blurred lines video, it's like hashtag thick. Hashtag bananas, and then you got you got Johnny, and then like a couple of like sexy ape ladies in bikinis. We can't do the full nudity thing, and they do like
blurred vines.
Yeah,
Give me
some of those blurred vines.
I'm sorry if we don't.
Maybe his camera's broken and it's all blurry when he makes a vine.
Right. Or maybe he gets drunk on jungle juice.
Yeah.
A little too much jungle juice for Johnny's bananas.
Yeah.
And then there are blurry vines and he can't catch them. He falls. He's in traction for the rest of the
episode. That tips it right into parody. We could use the real song with all of that on top of it.
That's
and
true.
That gets past the lawyers.
Yeah.
That's true. Robin Thicke. The artist of his generation, certainly.
Easily, if not.
And the rapist of his generation. I heard he's an amazing rapist.
A rapist, even.
A rapist, yeah.
Does anyone know if the cheesecake salad is gluten-free? Because I'm...
Gluten-free at Fat Sal's? You'd have to ask Turtle what the...
Let me text him.
Yeah, just text Turtle. Yeah. Didn't we go to Drama's party last weekend?
It was not fun. I'm sure people were having fun. I'm just in a bad place emotionally.
Right.
So,
I feel like we're just getting invited to this stuff, not because they necessarily like us or like want to hang out with us,
but
just because of the show.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a business thing, and
you feel like an outsider looking in.
Yeah.
That's why I'm just so happy for the brotherhood of this room. And I'm sorry, Shelby, you know, you're obviously part of that as
sisterhood.
Well.
Sisterhood.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like, you know, I just want to be cool with these guys, you know, especially, you know, Drama, Dice.
Billy Walsh.
I saw Dice at the Comedy Store.
How was that?
It was great, you know. He went up after Bobby Lee, which is, it's tough.
It's tough.
But, a hard act to follow.
Yeah. It's a hard act to follow. But
Tom, you used to do stand-up with Bobby Lee, right? Like...
We had a thing. It was called BLT.
Mm-hmm.
It was Bobby, and the L was EL, Spanish.
Oh.
And T is me. And it was like a bilingual thing. It was like kind of a post-Mencia thing.
Ooh, that's like the MC Escher of comedy. It's like a room you can't, can't exit.
It did not work.
Yeah, no, it sounds terrible. Yeah, but still. Oh, man.
Real quick, though, MC Escher dibs on DJ name.
Oh, that's good.
Really fast.
That's cool. That's a good name for a DJ, MC Escher.
Yeah.
Did Dice work out his contract? Is he coming back, or is Jamie...
That's a good question. Yeah.
God, it's
I saw him on the street the other day. He evaded a question. He was
asked him?
Well, not really. I ran into him. He was walking out of an Italian restaurant, and he was like, he had extra... We didn't really talk about the contract.
Did he recognize?
He had extra food. He gave me his ravioli. He had some extra ravioli.
That's nice.
He didn't have
food
to do
outside.
Nah. Yeah. Anyway, I took that ravioli.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh man, I love these new Asics. Ah. These Asics look so. They look
those
good
are
with.
Cool.
You know, they look good with my jeans.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah. You do look good today.
These Asics gels look great with these. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gabriel.
Yeah, I wanted to say when I walked into the room that you look really good. I don't know what you did over hiatus, but
Just these new Asics got me that glow. You know,
it's from the outlet. Is that the Asics outlet?
Paired with the navy blazer, I was blown away.
Thanks so much. And these cool jeans. Yeah, I go to the outlets in Ontario, California.
Yeah.
You
still rocking those handkerchiefs?
Yeah, I keep one hanging out of my all my pockets.
You know what that means, though. You know, I don't know if you know what that says, right?
No, but I end up just getting like double teamed by dudes almost every night.
Yeah, that's like.
Is that because of the handkerchief?
Maybe check out the movie Cruising if you get a chance.
Oh, cool. Is that about cars and stuff?
Yeah, it's a little bit about cars, yeah.
The amount of handkerchiefs you have in a pocket means the amount of holes that are open to people. So if you have like six, it's like you can get into six of my holes. If you have two, it's like you can get into two of my holes. It's like a map.
But it matters which side the handkerchief's on, too.
Yeah, for which side of the hole you can get into. Yeah.
God bless. Maybe we could do something like that with Johnny Bananas this season. He's got a bunch of handkerchiefs hanging out of his butt.
And a lot of holes.
Some gay monkey comes up and fucks him, gives him an AIDS-like disease that's not AIDS. We'll call it a fun name.
AIDS is a fun name.
Someone like...
Put it on the board.
Put it on the board.
Hold on. What am I putting on the board?
I think what we're proposing Patient Zero.
Patient Zero.
Okay.
Episode one.
From Patient...
Handkerchief, gay monkey.
Banana Zero.
Johnny Bananas.
How about Plantain Zero?
Plantain Zero. Yeah, yeah. Plantain Zero. That's good.
I'm going to write JB from now on, okay, for Johnny Bananas.
Shorthand? Yeah, a little shorthand?
That's good.
I might get confused.
Right? You're going to confuse?
I'm going to get confused.
You want me to write
do.
Out Johnny's Bananas?
Can you just write that for Shelby?
Can you write out Johnny's Bananas?
This is a stupid question. Is his name Johnny's Bananas? Is his name Johnny Bananas?
I didn't know. I didn't
why
even realize.
Apostrophe S.
Season four.
This is season four.
And I didn't even know that. The show is called Johnny's Bananas. I thought from season one to three that it was called Johnny Bananas.
Is that a contraction for Johnny is Bananas or does Johnny?
It's his last name.
It's all of it. It's all of it.
It's anything that's you want it to be.
That's the magic of it.
It's like, who Jackie? Am I right with this guy?
You know, Tom came up with that name, and we got to give props to Tom, because Tom's the only reason why we're here. He had the idea, and he corralled drama, and he corralled dice. And
Billy Walsh, of course.
Yeah.
I think of it like Vanderpump Rules. Like Vanderpump Rules, but also like Vanderpump's got some rules.
Yeah, but it's that apostrophe S that gets in there. And
yeah, there's one at the end of Rules. Vanderpump Rules.
Possessive.
Vanderpump.
Tom, can you...
Let me give some credit.
Right.
Where credit's due. I came up with that stuff, but it wasn't a solo thing. It was definitely Billy, you know, obviously. But the one guy who keeps getting lost in all of this is Billy Yagoda. Everybody really just forgets that if it wasn't for his kind of enthusiasm, there would be no Johnny's Bananas.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
You got to get, yeah, let's just give him, you know, we should call him. Maybe he was at drama's party. I don't know. Guys... What's
fancier, a plantain or a banana?
Oh, I don't know. That's
plantain.
A good question. Hey, maybe there's
plantain?
A...
Yeah.
Maybe right. he gets a into plantains.
Well, I was going to pitch something. Right. And I know it's just blue skying right now.
Joey.
But like, what if we do something kind of meta where Johnny Bananas wants to make a TV show based on his life? And it's Donnie Plantains or something. I'm just throwing it out there. Put it on the board.
Yeah. Donnie Plantains. That sounds great.
Donnie's Plantains.
And so is it sort of like, it's like a Curb kind of thing or Larry Sanders, like show within a show thing?
Yeah. I mean, or like, yeah.
Would it be crazy to make it like a period piece? Like back in 18th century, like he owns a plantain?
Of course
like
a girl wants to make it into a period.
Stand up and see if there's a blood stain.
I don't feel
cool. No, we love you, sweetheart. We're glad you're in the room.
Girls in their pieces, baby.
We're glad you're in the room, honey. We're glad you're in the room. So plantains, Donnie's plantains. Yeah. Maybe plantains are more cool. It's like this gourmet food, and we're foodies.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Johnny's a foodie.
I like Johnny as a foodie.
Yeah.
But just as a general area, like I don't know where we go with that, but just as an area that like he becomes like a gourmet, like maybe like a cool celebrity chef, like an Anthony Bourdain.
No, like what? A Fieri.
Fieri.
Yeah.
Well, but what if he makes like, you know, like cupcakes were a thing, donuts were a thing. He makes bananas a new thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like you got banana bread's souffle, a thing, right? Banana bread.
Why don't we just have him go to Fat Sal's, get a tie-in to Fat Sal's?
Right. Speaking of, like, did we get
the best new restaurant?
You know who's a foodie? E. Yes. E can really help us out with the foodie stuff.
You know, I saw E outside this restaurant. It's on it's on Ventura.
Is it the same restaurant you saw Dice?
No, it's a different restaurant, but he was coming out. And I was sitting on the curb, and then, you got a doggy bag or something? And anyway, he didn't give it to me that time, but I was waiting outside.
I finished my food at restaurants.
What?
Are you homeless now? What's happening to you?
What do you mean?
You're asking for doggy bags?
Oh, stop it, Tom. Nah, Tom.
You're sitting on a curb.
Yeah, I was just sitting on a curb relaxing. You ever relax in the street?
What Tom's saying is, do we need to worry?
Nah.
Okay, all
I'm
right.
I'm good,
right.
I'm good.
All right, let's talk about the Harry Shearer of it all, okay?
Oh, God, okay.
Because this guy's off The Simpsons, definitely,
So it's a great opportunity for us.
Great opportunity. Yeah. This guy can do, what can he do? Mr. Burns.
Homer.
He does Homer.
Oh, he does a poo. He doesn't do a poo.
No, he doesn't do a poo.
That's,
but he does
Mr. Burns. He does
SpongeBob Goldthwait.
SpongeBob Goldthwait. Sure. And he does Patrick, too. Now,
and I got to say, if you're not listening to Le Show, you got to listen to Le Show.
Well, how else am I going to get my Shearer fix?
I love it. I have been listening to Le Show for years, and it gets better and better.
He skewers politicians like nobody's business.
Everyone's talking about the Daily Show. Is Trevor Noah's coming in and stuff? To me, they should have given it to Shear. Just cancel the Daily Show. Put on Le Show.
All I want is to get sheared. It's all I want.
Yeah. Send the crew down to New Orleans, down to NOLA.
Yeah. To his apartment. To his condo. Live. Yeah. Do the show out of his condo.
Drama and Shear. Have beef?
Do Drama and Shearer have beef still? Oh my God!
What happened?
Well, Drama wanted to do this sketch about synchronized swimming, and apparently Shearer had done this on early Saturday Night.
Something
Live.
As similar. It was when Drama was on that that short-lived sketch show.
Mad TV?
No, it was after Mad TV. I think it was called Saturday Night Special. It was on Fox. It was Drama. Who else was in that? Julie Brown.
Danza.
Yeah, Tony Danza.
Danza Brown.
Well, Drama's a big NRA guy too, so they just weren't going to hit it.
They're just politically.
It can't be two sketches about synchronized swimming.
I don't know.
Well, that's the thing.
Not if one captures it so well. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, not if one becomes the one.
Now,
I gotta say though, it would be a funny area to have, you know, Johnny get into synchronized swimming. This thing, if we did it totally differently, but I know it's hard to animate water.
Synchronized swinging.
So, I know.
That's smart.
Put it up on the board.
Because I don't think monkeys can swim. So, other than that's the joke that the monkeys all die.
Oh, that's great, Shelp.
Who do we give that credit to now? That was Jake, though, right?
That was Jake. It's got to be Jake.
What was Jake's idea?
Jake's
good idea. Shelby, can you put that up on the board with a blue card and a red string?
I'm cool.
You want to just send Jake the script on that? Should we just send Jake straight
to the
Should we have a... Make a B team?
Yeah.
For Jake, just go. You know what? Stay in the room.
Okay.
Stay in the room.
All right.
We need to have Blue Skies on Johnny's Bananas season 4. It's Blue Skies.
Again, is it Johnny's Bananas or is it Johnny Bananas?
This show is called Johnny's Bananas.
Is his last name Bananas?
His last name is Bananas.
Okay.
The show is called Johnny's Bananas, which refers possibly to his bananas that he has to eat.
Or that he's crazy.
Or that he is,
Yeah, he is bananas.
Do we have a show Bible? Like, someone should know this. Like, we should be 100%.
I pawned that off.
Tom?
I had the Bible and I sold it. I thought it would be funny.
Yeah.
So.
Who bought it?
Jake.
Yeah.
Jake.
Yeah.
Jake, if you're not sure, Jake.
Yeah.
We're not sure of the name of the show. Read the back of your hoodie.
Oh!
Why do you think we gave these crew?
That's right, yeah.
I'm going broke with these crew gifts.
Yeah, I want to thank...
You can't even read the back of
thank
your own
you.
Hoodie.
I want to say thank you. It's really soft. It's a soft hoodie, and I do wear it literally all the time.
I'm all swag today. I got my Drake and Josh Asics. Uh-huh. I got my Zach... I got my Sweet Life of Zach and Cody hat here, and
such
you
a
know,
rich history.
Johnny
of
Bananas hoodie,
that you've worked on. It's yeah, just a rich history. I do. I wear this hoodie constantly, and when I sometimes look, I think it's yeah, no secret. I'm not going through such a great time right now.
I'm so sorry.
So I've been going around.
It's a fleece.
It is, yeah.
Jake, it's a fleece.
It is. It's beautiful. It's a fleece. I wear it around. I go around UCB a lot because there's a lot of you know.
Girls that you like to
underage girls.
Well, they're of age, and I go around UCB. But I wear the fleece. It starts a conversation. Do you work
it's
on
a magnet?
Johnny? Yeah, it's what it is. Yeah. Is
those people are like you have a job?
Yeah, you have a job.
Let me swing on your dick like a vine. That's a joke. That's a good joke.
Swing on your dick.
I'm gonna be honest. That's how I ended up at Aaron Sorkin's one night. He was mm-hmm, wearing a fleece. That's a newsroom.
The newsroom, right?
And
yeah.
I was like, oh, that's cool.
Now, big time Tom in the Berkshires. Do you have a connection to Harry Shearer that we could exploit, or?
Well, look, I gotta say, I ran into who's kind of better than Harry. I ran into Bob Einstein, and
I feel
like we can make a play for him.
Super Dave.
He's got a pretty versatile voice. He's a year younger than Harry.
Oh,
so
cool.
This is the guy who owns Miramax, right?
We got that.
No. That's Bob Einstein. It's Albert Brooks' brother.
Oh.
Super Dave Osborne.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got that versatile voice.
You don't ever say that stuff to him.
He's his own man. Yeah.
Bob Einstein.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, great.
And he's actually up here. He's staying at the same inn I'm staying at.
That's
so.
Are you guys.
Maybe I could trap him.
Yeah, that'd be terrific.
Yeah, just corner him.
Because he really just the range of that he can do.
Yeah, he could be old or young or dumb or smart.
So his real
cool.
last name is Bob Brooks?
No, I think, and again, we wouldn't talk about this in front of Bob. Albert Brooks' real last name is Einstein. So he's Albert Einstein. He obviously changed it. He's like, I'm no genius.
Maybe I'm not that smart.
Yeah, I'm no genius. Come on. And he changed it. It's my Albert.
I've never seen any of his movies at work.
I saw Looking for Comedy in the Muslim World. Didn't care for it.
I don't like that Muslim crap. Those people are all mad bombers.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Not in the good way either. Not like, yo, that's bomb.
Not like, that's a bomb.
Like, oh, that's a bomb.
Oh, man, I don't know what you're talking about, but I love this youth factor that you bring. It's
Thank
great.
Thank you. Hang on.
Snapchat.
Who's Einstein?
Yeah, you want Snapchat or what? Okay, are we getting these orders in? Can we please?
Yeah, no, I'm putting them in.
Yeah,
we're not paying for this, right? The studio's paying, so I can get
now,
two,
I put some
sandwiches.
Well, yeah, let's get a sandwich for the table.
I've actually been feeling nervous about it.
Right.
I want to get this lunch order done because I know I'm going to be hungry.
Yeah, I put an extra
crumbling.
Food. Is that okay? I put some extra meals in for people. Just in case if they don't eat them, someone takes them home. All someone right. takes them back with
can
them.
Can we try?
Whatever.
I know it's like everybody's got ideas, spiraling ideas, but can we really like focus on the lunch order and then just get it done?
I'm going to be super all honest. Right. I am going to be going out for pilot season, so I'm not eating right now.
Oh,
and I was
somebody's
say,
an actress.
Yeah. Gil, you look amazing.
No, thank
like,
you very
you look
much.
Like you have not
I did
eaten
lose
or slept
no,
in like, weeks.
No, I've lost weight.
He's homeless.
No, I'm not homeless. Come on.
Not homeless. All right.
I know, like, spiritually you're not homeless, but, like, what are you doing? You look ragged
you just,
and amazing.
You know, you just control what you eat, what you put in your mouth. You know, you make, you know, you
Shelby
make that
can't
choice.
Control what she puts in her mouth.
I cannot.
That's not what I meant, Shelby. No, I'm sorry.
Hey, no, neither can you. I hear, Jake.
Look, I had a weird weekend.
Tell us all about it.
I'd rather not.
Oh, okay, sure. I've had a couple weird weekends over here. all right, I'm gonna write Harry Shearer on a yellow card and put it on the board just because I'll put it on the inspiration board.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what are you gonna have, Gabe?
All right, I'm gonna get. The Fat Jamie. Did someone already get the Fat Jamie?
No, Fat Anthony.
Make it two Fat Jamies.
Make it three.
What's in that?
Grilled ham, chicken fingers, grilled fresh jalapenos, grilled onions, melted mozzarella, sliced avocado. I'm going to get it without all the vegetables. Pico de gallo, get rid of it.
Yeah.
Fries, mayo, tapatio, fresh squeezed lime juice on a hero.
Thought you were gonna say fresh squeezed latte. I don't know.
No. Sounds like fresh squeezed diarrhea out of my asshole.
I also want to get an order of BLT ranch fries and an order of bacon cheeseburger fries.
BLT, there it is again.
And an order of pepperoni pizza fries.
All right, are we writing this down?
That's my act.
That's your act.
Joey,
hey, can someone send me a Fat Dom? Can I get one shipped to me, maybe?
Sure.
Fat
Postmates. Dom? Get Postmates. Yeah. Bring Postmates. It out to the Berkshires.
You know, I don't know if you guys use Postmates. It's great, though, but you can get Chick-fil-A sent right to your house.
Really?
It's the best. You go on the app. Chick-fil-A comes up.
Jake, do you have to put an address in when you're ordering through Postmates?
Yeah, you got to put an address. They got to know where to put it. They got to know where to take it.
Right. Okay.
But, like, I don't know.
You can't say, like, the mailbox or my brother's law.
Are you homeless?
You are homeless.
Nah,
why don't you just go relax on a curb outside of a Chick-fil-A?
I'm not going to be here for lunch. I don't know.
You're not going to order? How about a Fat Dom?
No. I'm not. I talked to Drama and I have to go.
Wait, whoa. You talked to Drama?
No, he's got to go.
I'm consulting this year. I don't want to be a dick about it, but I do leave at 11:30 every day.
Oh, whoa, man. Look who's above us.
Yeah, it's not above. I just have other projects I'm working on.
You working on something with Drama? What are you doing?
Well, no, Saigon. Mm-hmm. Rapper Saigon, who in this reality is the biggest rapper in the world.
In every reality.
He contacted me. He's looking for a writer to help him with a show called Saigon Sneaker Market, where he buys sneakers all over the world. And
what's his name?
Turtle is producing, obviously. So it's me, Turtle, and Saigon.
Yep. Turtle's a real sneakerhead that I admire.
I'm the head writer in quotes, but I mean, he's got a ton of ideas.
Can I real quick like free pitch, like a tag, like he's got souls in all area codes, but souls is spelled like S-O-L-E.
That's
like,
good.
Like, hey, wait. Shoe souls, like soul, like he's got hoes, he got souls.
Let's keep on track, all right? Which writer's room are you in here, Shelby?
We'll talk.
You're full time.
I bet you guys will talk.
You're full time, all right. Well, Joe, thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Do people get voted off that thing?
I think so. I mean, I'm going to try to work that in. It's going to be like a hybrid of a sneaker documentary.
Call it Soul Survivor.
Good idea.
Saigon Soul Survivor sneaker tour.
That's a better joke than
who's consulting here?
Are you still working on the Hanging with Mr. Cooper reboot?
That fell apart.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
I thought that would have been good.
I thought so too. Mark Curry really hung himself.
Right.
And it made it impossible.
Yeah, that'll throw a right. I mean,
because he was hanging. I mean, it's just hanging. No,
The whole project kind of hung on him, too.
Yeah, I mean, ironically, it did.
It hanged on
him. This is like a morbid thing to run with, but when you said hanging with Mr. Cooper, I thought hanging, you know, like from vines and stuff. What if there's a thing where Johnny gets into, like, autoerotic asphyxiation?
I love it.
David Carradine.
That's the thing.
Put it on the
board. This is great because this is the kind of thing we can do on Stream Bay. We could never do that on
Never.
Yes.
He's got, like, the bottom of a banana in his mouth when he's hanging. When he's jerking off.
He gets little grapevines and trusses up his dick and balls.
To get past the censors, maybe there's like a banana peel.
There's no censors. It's Stream Bay, baby.
Yeah. Oh my God.
All bets are off.
Yeah. Oh, man. These guys say even more than blue skies. Yeah, we can say F. We can say S. We can say anything. We can hang a guy. Why not?
Blue sky.
We can say schmegma now. Sky. We never used to be able to say that word on TV.
That's cool. Schmegma? What is that? What is schmegma? Is that stuff that's on my balls when I wake up in the morning? Oh!
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you circumcised? You're not circumcised, right?
No circumcision
in my
family.
Let's look.
Catholic.
No Jews in this
Catholic. Oh, yeah. Hey, that's a good idea. Put it up on the board. He hangs himself a la David Caravine, possibly. And
Carrot Tree.
Who's the guy from Inkses? Who's the Ink in Excess guy? Oh, he fucking strangle baited himself.
Mike Huckabee.
Mike Huckabee.
In Excess?
Yeah.
No, it was Huckabee from In Excess.
Yeah. Oh, right. He said Yeah. Huckabee. In Excess lead singer.
Mike Huckabee.
Make him maybe Fuckleby.
Maybe Fuckleby.
You know what I miss? Speaking of Brickleberry.
Oh God, Brickleberry. R.I.P. R.I.P. God, because it was great animation, and it's great. I
mean, our stuff's better, but
I mean, well no, I mean, it's Johnny's Bananas.
I love Brickleberry.
No, what do you think?
Can we maybe get some new animator? Get like Basquiat. Get like Banksy to do it.
Oh, let's get Banksy in here.
Basquiat.
It's all done in Korea. We have to find a Korean Banksy. It's all done in Korea. So.
Oh, Korean Banksy. Very good animation.
Where Johnny Bananas is Banksy.
Oh. Johnny Banksy.
I think Banksy.
Banksy. Yeah. And he's graffitiing all the trees. Yeah. And everyone's like, hey.
He's making good points through bananas.
Yeah. Social commentary. Maybe.
Tom, do you know Banksy? Do you know who he is? Or is this too niche? Or?
I actually do.
Is it fucking right. Dice?
Is it Dice?
Is it Andrew
actually,
Dice
Burn? He's actually Don Imus' brother.
Really? Banksy's Don Imus' brother?
I would never have guessed that.
Wow.
That's, I would have.
Yeah, I thought that.
Fred Imus. His name's Fred Imus.
Fred Imus.
All right. Let's talk triangulating getting Vince on the show. All right. We got to talk about this every season. How are we going to freaking triangulate this?
It's an hour of his time. That's
it's an hour of your time.
It's an hour of his time. He comes in.
The most valuable time in the world.
Yeah.
I get it, but.
An hour.
You would think.
What if Johnny's Bananas befriends a monkey in the ocean named Aqua Monkey?
Vince needs big incentive for this. And Aquaman.
Didn't we already pitch that to him?
It's a few years ago.
I'm sorry, I know, but I thought maybe we were on stream day. No. We could.
I mean, guys, could I just pitch that through, say, some phone calls with him, some recordings of him? We just piece together what we need. We apply it to a character on our show.
And he just signs off on it.
We hand him a receipt.
Like Bowfinger.
Yeah, we hand him a receipt in a Starbucks that's secretly a contract, you know? And then we're just free
we
to
just
use
trick
what
him.
We take.
We
hand
him a receipt at Starbucks.
He's a director now. Let's just have him direct a couple
episodes. Why doesn't he just direct a couple episodes? Yeah. That's exactly.
Is directing animation the same as directing live action? Or
if anyone can handle it, it's Vince.
Vince can handle
anything.
Not that he can't handle
it. I let Vince fuck me.
Maybe that's part of the triangulation. You let Vince fuck you. My mom's friend used to dyke out with his agent.
John, give him one of your bandanas. Let's see.
All right.
Your handkerchiefs.
Yeah.
I mean, why are
Let's
we sweating Vince so hard? I mean, maybe this is...
Why are we sweating
this
Vince?
This is drama show.
Why are we sweating Vince?
This is season four. You're acting like you've never been here before. What's Johnny's name? Why is Vince important? What the fuck's wrong with you?
Come on.
But I'm saying like...
Who hired you? I read your packet. It was brilliant.
I'm saying like his voice isn't even that... unique or recognize, like, I don't know that I would recognize his voice if I heard it.
We're gonna draw the monkey to look like him. You're gonna know it's him.
We want him to tweet.
The water monkey's
Vince
gonna
has
look
the
like
most
him.
Recognizable
Big
voice in the
curl.
World. He's from Queens Boulevard.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, this is drama's show.
Right.
Drama's trying to break away from under his older brother or his younger brother. I don't remember who's which.
Oh, Drama's
Drama's
older.
The older brother.
Viking Quest.
Speaking of, and
this is his show.
We're four seasons in. We've never even done like a Viking Quest tribute episode.
Ooh.
Like, how have we not done that? It seems like I get that maybe it was too obvious, but I think like now four seasons in, it'd be nice for the fans.
We talked about it season two, and I think we all agreed that monkeys couldn't survive in the cold.
Oh yeah,
except we all agreed. It was a long conversation.
It's the point where the Vikings are crossing the land bridge to North America.
I like
it's a little
it.
Bit warmer.
Oh, and they meet some Chinese snow monkeys.
And like, I don't want to get too cerebral about it. But what if it's like his ancestor, like his Viking ancestors?
Yeah, like
like Johnny Bananas, the old Viking ancestor who crossed the land bridge.
Johnny's finds a big time machine, and then Johnny's gets into it.
A big time machine. Yeah.
I like it. Johnny's gets into this big time machine, and Johnny's goes back. He goes back in time to the Vikings age.
Could it be a Cadillac time machine?
Yeah. Yes.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Make it Cadillac.
Yeah.
Cadillac tie-ins.
And fuzzy dice. You got to have some fuzzy dice on the...
And then when he goes back in time, they turn to like wooden dice. Like, we're back.
That's great.
So we go back to the land bridge. These guys are Vikings.
John.
Is this reading, Tom?
John.
What's up?
John, mark it down. Fuzzy dice is a play on dice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Fuzzy Dice.
Does that still play if Jamie Kennedy's doing a Dice impression?
Ah, that's a good question.
No, but we're going to take a shot at him.
Yeah, that's great.
Shot at him.
Yeah.
Oh, because he's Kennedy.
What if the time machine's like a kit from Knight Rider where the dice talk and they sound like Andrew Dice Clay and they're like, yeah, where you want to go in time,
might
et cetera,
be a little
et cetera.
Family. That's
okay,
a little
that's
family.
Fine. That's fine. That's a little fine. Family. That's fine. I wrote for them for 4 seasons. That's fine.
Here's what I will say. If we do have Jamie Kennedy instead of Dice this thing, I think we're missing a great opportunity of doing something with the Zapruder film. Because we've got Jamie Kennedy. I think we could do like a fun, instead of him, instead of him getting like, you know,
the Zapruder experience.
I like that. But like he gets like hit with a cream pie.
And maybe he's elected mayor. You know,
yes,
Johnny's elected mayor.
He's elected mayor.
And then he gets assassinated with a cream pie.
With a cream pie. There, you see the whole motorcade.
Yeah. Hold on a second. I don't want to gild the lily, but a banana cream pie. Oh. Hat on a hat on a hat, baby. Put it on the board. Put a string around it. Tommy, how's this shaking out for you? Are you having fun? Is the fun clause intact?
No, this is good. The fun clause, this is why I enacted it, because it's like when it's time to have fun, I'm having it. And this is truly one of the greatest times I've ever had in my life, professional or otherwise.
Cool, yeah. Hey, save it for the Emmys, right? Speech. All right. Listen, the reality that we're dealing with is that if Jamie Kennedy's a part of this show, one of us is going to have to give up a parking space.
Jake. Okay.
That's right. Yeah, that's
Jake?
Fine. Well, I don't drive anyway.
Yeah, I don't have my car anymore anyway, so.
What happened to your car?
What is wrong? Are you okay?
Yeah. What do you mean?
I'm concerned about you. You keep running into our friends. Well, we wish we were their friends.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, just don't blame me because I have a better relationship with him.
Should we do a GoFundMe for you or something?
Yeah. You know.
Or should you go fund yourself?
Hey, go fund yourself, asshole.
Breaking my balls. Everyone's breaking my balls.
I don't have my car.
I got rid of my car. It's fine. I don't need a GoFundMe. I'm not homeless.
Don't you get paid?
Yeah. I get paid.
What happens to the money?
What do you mean?
Do you have a bank account to put it into? Or?
What am I, Rockefeller over here?
Normal standard thing to have a bank account. That's not... You don't need to be a Rockefeller.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I just walk into a bank and say, please and thank you.
That's literally how it goes. Yeah, that's it. In fact, you don't even have to say please. You just, I would like a bank account. Here's some money.
I like that. Rockefeller. I like that.
Like the...
Put it up on the board.
Just Rockefeller?
Banana feller. A rich monkey comes to town.
I like this.
A rich monkey. Hey, he's money. Mr. Moneybags. What's this guy doing in town?
Mr. Monkeybags.
Mr. Monkeybags!
So does he not have money then in that instance?
No, he has monkeys.
He's got bags full of monkeys.
He's got bags full of monkeys.
Are these anthropomorphic monkeys like Johnny's?
How do you not know how this works, John? How do you not know how this works?
If Mr. Monkeybags has a lot of monkeys, are they like animal monkeys or are they like human monkeys?
Oh, this guy's a UCB guy.
You're picking things apart.
No, I'm asking. Like Goofy.
Yeah.
Was an anthropomorphic dog. Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
Pluto was a dog.
Was
so
a
there's precedent.
Disabled
yeah,
dog
these are Pluto monkeys.
Well,
these
understand.
Are Pluto monkeys. He owns
With all
the
due
monkeys.
Respect,
so
it's
they're
day
Pluto
one.
Monkeys.
It's day one. Blue skies.
We can poke holes all season long. Yeah. It's day one. Let's just get some ideas on
blue
the board.
Blue skies. Let's
I'm not,
not
trying to poke holes. I'm just saying the implications of Mr. Monkey Bags.
Why don't you just send in our lunch order, John?
Well, can I put
in
the last?
Just send in the lunch order, John.
What do you get? What do you want?
It's Gil's writing down the lunch order.
Well, you said you were sending it in.
What do you want for Fat Sal's Hollywood?
I want the big fat fatty. It's $49.99. It's a sandwich.
Hold on a second. Who's paying for this, all right?
I thought the company was paying for this. It's in-store only, not available for delivery or
company
takeout.
Company pays when Johnny's here. Company pays when Jamie's here. Dice is here. We're going to pay for all this.
Sandwich is available for a food challenge only. However, if eaten by one brave, adventurous soul in 40 minutes or less, the sandwich is free, so there goes your money concerns.
Okay. Well, you need 40 minutes. That's 40 minutes of you eating, not right.
So put the order in, but I'm going to have to go there and eat it.
I know we're trying to finish this up. Was that an episode? He's got to eat a giant banana to save a recreation center.
Oh, the biggest banana of all time. And then it's like Stand By Me. They make him puke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember Stand By Me?
I'll be honest, I wasn't born.
Oh,
I wasn't born.
She's got the youth factor.
Yeah, but it sounds fresh to me then.
Okay, cool.
You're talking about the story told within the movie Stand By Me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, here we go again.
Boom Baba.
And I know I'm like Mr. Poke Holes guy, but like, does Johnny's always eat bananas or like, because monkeys,
he's
they eat
monkey.
Little bugs and stuff, but they pick bugs off each other too.
That's a good story.
By the end of the season, Johnny's isn't going to be a monkey. By the end of the season, Johnny's is going to be some kind of human.
Yeah, what is this?
Leave Johnny's alone.
No, I'm talking about monkey-based specifics. Is there a storyline there? He tries to pick... He tries to pick bugs off the dice monkey, and it's like... All right. Day or something.
I'm reading the order. Just make if I don't get your dish, just tell me, okay?
Okay.
I got one fat Sal. I got two fat cookouts. Three fat Anthony's. I got one fat Joey. Two fat Jerry's. I got one fat Mona. A fat Buffalo. Fat Jamie. Four fat Texas barbecues. A fat Bon Miki. A cheesesteak. Cheeseburgers. Pastrami. Chicken fingers. Crispy bacon. Mozzarella sticks. Fried eggs. Jalapeno poppers. And 40 Buffalo chicken cheese fries. All right.
What? And let's get a fat Dom for Tom.
I want a Sprite.
Strike the. What about my fat Dom?
Yeah.
Fat Dom.
We'll put it on the table.
Kill. Strike the fat Joe. I'm not going to be here.
Okay.
Tom's got a fat Dom. Scratch Joe. He's not here. We're going to put the fat Dom in an empty chair like Jesus for Tom.
That sounds like more than we ordered, though. Gil, are you stocking up?
What do you mean?
Are you stocking up on this?
I thought I was going to get some stuff for the table, you know?
Stuff for the table?
Yeah, everyone can enjoy and whatever doesn't...
That was like a 50-person order.
Well, what do we
And
eat?
You didn't say my big fat fatty.
What are you going to have for dinner later tonight?
You know, you have your little space in the fridge.
Yeah, I do.
You know, you can stock some food there.
There was a pillow in there,
It was a pillow, yep. I like to keep my pillows cold, just like Stuart Scott used to say.
Oh,
keep your pillows cold.
Who's Stuart Scott?
Before he died.
What?
He died live on ESPN.
Oh, okay. Like Len Bias?
Yep. I keep my scarves in there. I keep a little pillow. I keep some extra clothing just to keep it cold.
I don't want to bring up too much personal stuff at work, but Gil, did we go out those couple times just because you needed a place to sleep?
Whoa!
All right, we were in a relationship over the break. Okay,
sounds like a sexual relationship.
Well, I thought it was, but now I'm thinking you just needed a literal home.
No, I enjoyed the sex. I really enjoy it.
Whoa!
It was fine.
So why don't you elucidate on how it was the sex?
Well, I thought we were equally involved.
You know, it was quick, so we could get to the sleeping part.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, you know, he said that he loves to sleep so much next to me that it was even better than sex.
Oh, boy.
Oh, sleeping is sweet, especially on a soft... On a soft, warm bed.
Freezing cold pillow for you, right?
Freezing cold pillow, but warm bed.
Did a raccoon not steal all of my blouses?
A raccoon? Yeah.
Gil,
no,
what the
did.
Fuck is going on?
Tell
with
me
you?
Not just to worry
what
about.
What is going on with you?
What the fuck?
It's fine.
Tell me not to worry about.
You got nothing to worry about, okay?
Hey,
she's upset because I didn't want to continue the relationship.
I mean, he broke it off after only 4 days, which is now more insulting.
Like, I'm sorry, Shelby, but I found somewhere else.
All right, let's transfer this pain into art. Johnny Bananas is homeless, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's in dire straits because the banana factory fired him. Mm-hmm. Okay? He's on the street. He starts smoking what? Bath salts? What's the banana's bath salts?
Potassium salt.
They call it K because that's the chemical name for...
That's a little science.
I'm a little...
Tom, is that too science? Is that too science?
Look, I don't think there's any reason this show should ever try to be we should be as smart as we can on this show.
Top of our intelligence.
I watched Bill Nye this morning before breakfast. So.
Bill Nye, science guy.
Treat your audiences like poets and geniuses, and lo and behold, that's what they'll become.
Oh, Shakespeare over here trying to tell us how to write TV.
This isn't Swinging Bad. All right?
This is not swinging back.
Johnny Bananas, he is high status all the time. Yeah. He's the king of the jungle.
It's aspirational.
He's not homeless.
People watch this show because they want to live that life. Mm-hmm.
Imagine if you could. Just imagine if you could a show about Vinny Chase. I know that's never going to happen. He's too busy. But imagine a show about Vinny Chase.
Him making the jump
fantasy.
To TV.
He's going to be... at the top of his game
all
every
time,
episode.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's
the same
almost
for
like,
Johnny Bananas.
I think what's great about our show is that even if like bad stuff happens. By the end of every episode, nothing has happened.
Right.
Like, that is what...
But that's a show.
At the end of the season, he becomes a human, right?
Yeah, maybe.
I would kill myself if that happens. If Johnny's becomes a human...
Why is that... Because why is he in danger of becoming a human?
You are a little...
Because I suggested he not only eat bananas.
Pull out the thread for everything. I hate you. I hate you.
Whoa!
Hate
whoa! All right, let's calm it down. Well, I think we might need some fat sals, okay?
Well, I'm hungry.
Yeah,
I haven't eaten in a long time.
Did you put the order in?
Yeah, I put the order in. I needed a phone, so... I need a phone. Can I borrow your phone?
Maybe just stop mentioning your home remodel around him. I think it's just making him sensitive.
I'm home proud. What? I mean, I just
should
I put 100 grand into that.
Hey, I know. I'm fine with that. I got a home. I'm fine.
All right.
Guys, real.
Everybody okay?
Can I send a quick pitch out?
Yeah.
To the table.
Please, that's what we're here for.
Like this, but not this. Like call it yellow fever.
Yellow
everybody goes crazy for Johnny. Maybe there's some fruit flies that bite him and infect them with some sort
like
of
that.
Some
so
sort of pheromone.
Everyone's
or,
into him?
Yeah. Yellow fever. You
or
know.
Like B-Bola, like banana Ebola. But
oh.
B-Bola.
I love that.
A disease that makes him cool.
Yes.
Yes. Cool.
Yeah.
He's patient zero.
That's what I'm saying. We'll get back to the patient zero thing. I think
right.
That's great.
He's got cool coming out his eyes.
He fucks a monkey like patient zero. Mm-hmm. He gets a sort of AIDS that makes him cool.
Yeah.
Then he's a king of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
He's a cock of the walk.
Okay, so
and
wait.
And then he gets cream pied like JFK. That's an episode.
But that's a taboo. Continue because we don't know where the cream pie came from, the knoll or the window
or the grassy knoll. Right.
So we don't know. So that's sort of like that's our cliffhanger.
Banana
that's our,
knoll.
That's our pilot
it's a two part. It's a two parter.
Did it come
premiere?
From the plantain knoll or the banana deposit?
Exactly. We don't know. We can't know.
Now, all right. Good. Cool. That's an episode. We're already done one. Should we stop? No. Let's continue.
What about like I don't know if you guys. What if we do sort of like a send-up of Paul Blart?
Mall right.
Cop? Like, okay.
Two?
So, two, one, it doesn't matter. It's just what I'm trying to get to.
It does matter because they're different storylines.
Okay, well, what I'm trying to get to,
do you
though,
mean like a, and I apologize for using this word, Gil, do you mean like a homage to Paul Blart? Or
yeah, it's a total homage. And what it is we. I just, here's what I want. I want Johnny's on a Segway in a mall.
Right.
In the cop
Jake,
out. Yeah.
Jake.
Mm-hmm.
Jake. I'm not trying to cut you off here, but I got an idea. We get Vinny on the show with, we do a Gatsby parody.
Ah!
That's how we get him to do that monkey thing where he's the Rockefeller. We tie that into Gatsby. If Vinny will kind of send himself up from Gatsby, then we're good. So scratch that Paul Blart thing and put Gatsby in its place.
Okay.
We need to make it interesting for Vince to do the show beyond a character.
Melt those two ideas.
Gatsby's
on a Segway.
Let him get parodic.
Apesby is on a Segway. He's a Rockefeller analog, right? I don't know. I gotta go, guys.
You gotta go?
Oh God, where are you going?
I do. I gotta go pitch this thing with Saigon and
God.
Turtle.
All right, well, say
there's
hi
so
to
many places
Soul
where
Survivor.
That, yeah, Soul Survivor.
Soul Survivor.
Tom is absolutely right. There's so many places where that could land. That could land at Spike. That could land at True. That could
land
at
anywhere.
Yeah.
And Joe, I'll just eat your sandwich when it gets here.
Thank you, Tom.
Take it.
I mean, Joe, your contributions are invaluable.
Thank you.
We'll see you. Are you doing Monday, Wednesday?
I do
Tuesday,
Monday.
Thursday?
It's this Monday. Week. It's Monday, Wednesday. Next week it's Tuesday, Friday.
Right.
An hour on Thursday.
Also, another place you could say, I know 1-800-Flowers is getting into original programming.
Yeah,
Joe.
Tom.
Joe,
what's up?
You're the sharpshooter of this show. You're our sharpshooter.
Thank you for
you're
saying
that.
You're
our Steve Kerr. You're our Paxton.
That means a lot. I'm like a GM.
You're not always on the floor, but you knock them down when you're on the floor.
Well, I appreciate that, Tom, and you guys are great. Best of luck with the.
You're the American sniper.
Thank you.
Bradley Cooper.
He's
killing children with your comedy gun.
Thank you. And
do you really have to go?
I feel like I've already stood up, so maybe...
Yeah.
Stick around.
Yeah, stick around.
Really?
Stick around.
Let me just text Saigon. I'll tell Saigon.
Text Saigon.
All right. I'm just going to tell him Soul Survivor so he gets excited about the idea. I'm running a little late.
Where is he right now?
You should just text Soul Survivor to the network, get a green light.
Yeah. Can you just
sort of
text
done
that
for the
pitch.
Week.
Does anyone have the number for Spike?
For Spike?
I think it's 1-800-MAN-CAVE.
Spike Ferris. 1-800-MAN-CAVE. Oh, Spike Ferriston.
Yeah,
sorry.
No,
sorry.
He's going to.
Oh,
that's 1-877-MAN-CAVE.
Okay, thank you.
Cool, cool. All right, so Joe's doing his thing. Yeah. God, we're so glad to have Joe here.
All right, I can stay for another 45.
Good. No, they're cool. Thank you. Cool. All right, guys. Bruce Jenner made the...
What's the name of the homeless
Gilly.
Guy right on the show?
Gil.
First of all, I'm not homeless, but my name is Gil, yeah.
Gil.
Yep.
I'm gonna help you out.
Okay, sure, you know.
I'm going to give you a solo script this year.
Get the hell out of here. Me?
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
You're crying.
Whoa, that's $12,000 extra.
Yeah. No.
Not for stream, babe.
I mean,
not
I don't think money's the answer for Gil. Obviously, he makes money. He's been making money. He doesn't, he doesn't know how to handle money.
You're poking holes in this.
Giving him more money is the answer for him. You're some people can't handle this? Money.
Well, he's not getting money. You're getting paper checks, right? And you don't know what to do with those.
Somebody go get him a Dave Ramsey book and the solo script. Someone get him a Dave Ramsey book.
You need to read as many Suze Orman books as you can.
Look, I got money. I don't know what you guys are seeing, but
I'm seeing a disheveled, broken man.
This is in style what I'm wearing right now, all right? I got this at Goodwill, and it is the premier shop to shop at.
Does this
on my
mean
street.
You can pay me back the $6,000 you borrowed from me while in coitus?
I need another 2 weeks. I need another couple of weeks.
What happens in 2 weeks?
What happens
in 2 weeks?
A ride, baby. A ride. Anyway.
Oh boy.
It's fine. I'll have your money in 2 weeks, I promise. Plus, with this solo script now, I'll be able to pay you. How much do I owe you?
$6,000.
I'll be able to pay. If I get a few more solo scripts, I'll be able to pay you back.
A solo script is at least it's well, it's no, not because what?
It's Stream Bay. We're getting. I believe I read the contract. A solo script is $600 towards eBay purchases.
Okay, oh, cool. Oh so you God. Get a little,
here's
little
the
rebate.
Truth. Here's the truth. Okay, I'm gonna come clean. I get the money. I get the check in my hand. All right, I see $12,000.
Here he is. It's Johnny L.
Levinstein
in the house. We got it. Roll up. All right, here we go.
Hold on. We already put in an order for Fat Sal's,
have 10 extra sandwiches.
So, but I will try to make do.
We got a couple ideas on the board already, John L. And we, what do you want from Fat Sal's? You want a,
I'm just going to head to Jersey Mike's myself later. I like the camaraderie.
No, you don't say Jersey Mike's in this room.
Yeah. Say you if you dare.
You go Fat Sal's and no.
Oh, damn it. All right.
You can get an irresistible Italiano, a remarkable roast beef, a tenacious turkey, a heavenly ham and Swiss.
The irresistible Italiano, just to stop you.
All right.
Look, I mean, I could listen to that all day, but I almost feel like Gil orchestrated his entrance so that he would not have to explain what he does with his obscene amounts of money.
Look, I was saying, I'll be honest. I get this check. It's in my hands. I'm seeing dollar signs in my eyes. I'm excited. I'm going to the bank.
Yeah.
Supposedly, whatever. Anyway, so I get the check. Then, the next day I wake up. I got no money. Something happens to me, and the money just disappears.
Ooh, it's like a magnetic or what's that movie with the guy purse?
Mr. Memento.
Magneto.
Our favorite movie, The Mask. One day you have it, and the next day you don't know what you did last.
You gotta start.
I'm doing something at night, and I don't know what it is.
You gotta get a tattoo gun and tattoo all the shit you're doing at night up on your ball sack.
Why don't you just get direct deposit?
Mr. Answer's over.
I'm trying to help him.
All right, guys. Here's the deal.
Help a little less and think a little more,
Guys, this season, let's do a little more rip from the headlines.
Okay.
Bruce Jenner just turned himself into Caitlyn Jenner, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. So Johnny Bananas slices off his banana and turns into,
Jenny Bananas.
Jenny Bananas.
Jenny Bananas.
But it's got to be J-E-N-N-I.
Yes.
Yeah. Like Richard Jenny.
Yeah.
What's that noise, Tom? You all right at the Berkshires?
That was Bob Einstein. He sees me coming down the street.
Oh, cool. Tell Super Dave hi.
It's weird. He's only got one horn. He got one horn.
Weird. Does he have any more horns? Or
ask him how he made Pulp Fiction. How he got to make Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
Bob Einstein?
It's Harvey. What? It's Harvey Weinstein.
What are you talking about? Harvey Weinstein.
What? Who is that?
Miriam, that was That's Gil, the homeless.
Hey, I'm not homeless, okay?
Well, you're without a home, all right?
That's true.
All right.
I mean, that's not true.
So we got the transgender.
Wait, well, what if instead of like a witness protection, we get a crossover with The Simpsons? That's how we get Shearer back in, get him doing his old voices.
Shearer, please. What do we have to do, Shearer?
You got Johnny's in The Simpsons world. It's a whole crossover. We get on eBay. We get on Fox. We get it everywhere.
Mr. Burns comes into Johnny Bananas universe. Why not? The Johnny Bananas verse. We got to start marveling out the Johnny Bananas verse.
How about something like that? Because I like the transphobic idea. I like this.
Yeah.
I like this. What if... What, okay, so Johnny he cuts it off, right?
He cuts off his banana.
He cuts off his banana,
right?
And he's like, "I'm a girl now."
Right.
And
how does he get?
No, I've always been a girl.
Oh yeah,
I've always been a girl.
Or, yeah. Well, no, maybe he's not. He's not. I'm not a monkey. I'm a cat or
right.
something.
All this time I've been dressing like a monkey, and I'm
actually a cat inside.
But then why does he get to chop his dick off? What's
Jesus
the justification?
Because
he's transphobic. God, that's a great transphobic idea.
Yeah.
I love that.
You wear coconuts as tits.
Ah, that's a cool idea. Is that too Monty Python with the coconuts?
What is that?
Oh, I don't know. It's a thing. Oh, I don't know. Okay. About this evolution idea that Gil was bringing up, what if the entire season four for Stream Bay is, a season arc could be his evolution into a human being?
I don't think our viewers are going to like that. Think about the political leanings of who watches Johnny's Bananas.
Don't underestimate our viewers, though.
How about this, though? Like, if you want to rip something from the headlines, why don't we do... you know who we should get to do a voice?
Who?
Cosby.
Oh,
let's
Cosby.
Let's just, like maybe give him some support. You know, he's taking a lot right now. It'd be nice if we get him in here. He does
Nothing's
a voice.
Been proven. Nothing's was in court or anything. Yeah.
I don't want to.
That's
be...
the one thing you don't poke
yes,
holes in.
Seriously.
I'm a fan of the justice system. I don't know. Call me crazy. Nothing got proven. Yeah. Nothing got. It's like go to the cops if you have a problem.
Yeah, I think go to the cops if you have a problem. These ladies, right?
Yeah.
They should go to the cops. Why didn't they go to the cops
if they had a problem?
What's Bill Cosby gonna do to someone who accuses him of rape? Nothing, right?
What if?
You know, this guy, Bill
Free
Cosby.
Free tickets to his show, you know.
The reality is I saw him in, I drove to Michigan to see Cos, because they kept his show on, and he
Perform
was funnier. He
Upper
was
Peninsula,
funnier
right?
than I've ever seen a comedian be. Even, you know, it was really funny when people got up to leave and said, you're a rapist and everything. Mm-hmm. He got up and he was like, just wait until they leave. Just wait until they leave. And it was so dignified how he did that. I thought it was really cool, man. He was like,
when
let's keep
him,
the
he was
dignity.
Like, no, shh.
He was like, shh. Yeah, he shushed him. No, shush. He shushed him like.
Shush, yeah.
Well, because they're behaving like children.
Yeah.
If he wasn't.
That's how he would have dealt with Theo or.
Or Vanessa.
Rudy.
Or Lisa Bonet, the beautiful Lisa Bonet.
Angel Heart.
I mean, accusers say the darndest things. You know what I mean? Like.
Let's get real. Haley Joel Osment is back. Okay? Yeah. He's not a kid anymore. He's good friends with Vince right now. You know, can we get him on the show? He doesn't have a distinctive voice, but he's got that name, baby.
Well, his sister was on Hannah Montana, right?
Really?
Emily Osment. She was on Hannah
they're
Montana.
They're related?
Yeah. It's their brother and sister.
She's on Young and Hungry now, ABC Family.
Young and Hungry?
Oh. Young and Hungry.
ABC Family's doing some good work.
They are doing good stuff over there.
I'd like to fuck Miley Cyrus. Huh? That hot piece of slizz. Wow. Oh,
Jake,
man.
Yeah.
Jake.
Speaking of Hannah Montana.
Jake, are you still banned from the Nickelodeon lot?
Yeah, I can't go on there anymore.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they got my picture up, Nickelodeon on Sunset.
I just got banned from Starbucks.
Oh, really? All Starbucks?
I was screaming in there.
Just the Sunset Gal.
I was yelling. What? They ran out of those French Mademoiselle cookies.
Oh, boy.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Those little French cookies, they look like shells.
Madeline.
Madeline, thank you.
Madeline.
Oh. So you were screaming.
I was screaming. I was yelling at the top of my lungs right at the wall. Anyway, I got kicked out.
At the wall, not at a person, Gil? Yo,
I just got confused.
You're a crazy person now. You're a crazy person.
You're a full crazy person.
No.
You're fully crazy.
You're not just a homeless guy. You're a crazy homeless guy.
That's crazy.
Were you mad at them? Because they don't got blank walls at Starbucks. They got, like, pictures of the, like, people running their hands through the beans and stuff. Yeah, right?
And pictures of Oprah drinking her tea.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the pictures of the workers, the third world workers just dunking their hands in the
beans.
Good
to know where your coffee comes from.
They got Akiva the Spelling Bee DVDs. Akiva from...
Akiva and the Bee!
Oh, from the Lonely Island.
Akiva.
Akiva the Spelling Bee.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was taking...
Oh, boy.
You guys know, I was at Starbucks, I got a Meghan Trainor CD.
Oh, yeah?
So what about this?
I like to fuck that. Sorry, Shelby.
Yeah. How about this?
I know, you won't fuck me.
We get Meghan Trainor on, like, I don't know if you have an episode around this, but the, like, the last 2 minutes maybe is a post-credit sequence, and it's like, right. I'm all about that ape. Bananas. I'm all about that ape. So it might be fun.
Put a pin on it.
Okay.
Is that a hat in a hat or a gilded lily? I don't know. Let's talk about it.
I don't know. I'm putting two strings on that note card.
Yeah.
Johnny...
Where's the
an
big board?
Ape or a monkey?
Johnny's.
Oh,
what's an ape?
Johnny's.
All right, let's talk about an this ape, differentiation.
A
what's
monkey
an ape?
Has a long prehensile tail. An right. ape has like a short stubby tail.
What are you, Oxford English? Okay.
He's an ape.
Nice. Chimpanzees, orangutans, gorillas, those are all apes. All
right.
Your capuchins, your cotton-top tamarins,
he's an ape.
Monkeys.
He's gorilla-esque.
He's one of these apes.
Gorilla-esque.
He's a fucking cartoon!
If the currency is monkeys, then that is, monkeys are different than apes in this world. I'm just getting back to that. Maybe that does make sense.
It's still bugging you, huh?
How do you not know who Johnny's is?
Have you ever seen a capuchin monkey? They're tiny. They use those as currency. They trade them around.
Or the pygmy marmosets.
The fact is... Johnny Bananas looks exactly like Johnny Drama.
Oh,
okay? He looks like Drama. He doesn't look like an ape.
But does he have a tail or no?
No tail.
No tail.
I'm sorry, though. To go off of that, could we have a scene at some sort of monkey, ape, primate-based strip club where he's just making it rain tiny monkeys on the strippers?
Have we done that?
Have we?
Have we done that?
The animation will be expensive, but I think it'll be worth it.
Yeah, let's get that. Let's get
that. How many episodes have we done so far?
340. We did a
340?
Yeah, it's a 100 episode season.
340.
We syndicated 4 years.
Yeah, by the way, guys, we're going to be here for a year and a half. This is a year and a half writer's room. And, you know.
Rare.
And then with Korea, you know how long it takes these freaking Koreans to crank this shit out.
And they do it fast.
They do it faster than these Americans.
That's because they don't have knuckle space.
Sloth's the new area of priming.
Not enough knuckle space.
We haven't even tapped into.
Well, we should fly some of these Korean losers out, take them to a real American strip club so they can see what it's like, so they can really authentically...
They can rotoscope it.
Recreate it. Thank you. Oh, thanks for poking holes in that old poker.
What?
Tom... What are you thinking?
Yeah. Well, look, guys, we're on board. This is a 10-900 deal. If we're going to do it right, we're going to just have to push every time we do an episode. Once eBay signs off on the front 10, we're going to get picked up for the back 900. I'm sure of it.
Okay. I hope so. One can only hope, you know. I got kids now. I gotta feed these little fuckers. All right, let's talk about...
How are your kids?
Oh, you know, third grade.
We gotta get that kid off the street.
Now
get the homeless kid off the street for once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are we talking about now?
We're talking about you.
That's not true.
You're the only homeless kid in the writer's room, weirdo.
Oh, God.
You
just because I look different than you.
What do you live in, a Starbucks dumpster now?
No, I don't.
I'll try it from another way. Gil, what is your address?
My address is 124 Cardboard Avenue.
Okay.
Is that in Van Nuys?
Yeah,
Cardboard Avenue?
It's in downtown L.A.
Gil, you met my parents. I took you to my sister's wedding.
Speaking of meet the parents, Johnny meets the parents. Oh. We do a whole meet the parents, meet the fuckers.
We can,
but
just,
it's
we can just say meet the fuckers.
We can say meet the fuckers.
We can just
yeah,
say
they can be
it.
Named the fuckers in the show. Fuckers.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah! That's the sharpshooter right there.
That's a sharpshooter. That's why we need that extra 45, baby. Now, let's talk about swag.
We can say fuck the fuckers.
Yeah.
We can have the whole family.
Yeah, forget meeting them.
You get a big
fuck
family
them.
Fuck
them.
Off.
Fuck the fuckers.
I'm going to try and talk to some people at ASICS, because I love these ASICS gels, about making some Johnny's Bananas swag shoes for next season. And let's just keep that in mind.
Oh, but what about you slip every time you step down like they're made of banana peels?
Yeah, because the bottom has a little banana peel picture on it. That's a good idea. Put that on the board as an idea for a shoe.
I was thinking, you guys know about Pono?
Oh, Pono, Neil Young,
yeah,
right?
Neil Young's got a high-fidelity MP3 audio system.
I only know Ponyo.
And what you could do, what we could do, we could get, like, it might be a fun, like, promotional tie-in. We just get the Johnny's Bananas logo on the Pono.
Call it a porno.
Call it a porno. Oh.
Porno.
And fill it all with fuck music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Iggy Azalea. Yeah.
God, I want to fuck Iggy Azalea.
I want to fuck her.
I want to fuck her so bad. I met her one time when I was in the 2 months that I was dating Charlie XCX.
Right.
And I wanted to fuck her so bad.
God, these stars. These
that
weird.
Might be why it didn't work out.
No, it was just an age thing.
Oh.
Yeah, it was just an age thing.
Okay.
I'm 67, and she is, you know.
Jake, are you okay? I feel like your living in the Oaks got overshadowed by Gil's homelessness, but that's...
Yeah, you both
that's seem also very humble, sad.
Too. You live in the Oaks Delicatessen in from Franklin?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, boy. That's an expensive deli. I mean,
well, that's the thing.
Sounds nicer than
Gelson's. It's not like I'm living in a fucking Gelson's or something. You know?
No.
Across the street.
Though yeah.
Gelson's is not cheap.
Though I'll say Gelson's is secretly as expensive as Whole Foods.
Gelson's.
Yes, you're right about that.
Is it because you can't afford to live in a Gelson's?
I mean, I don't want to get into my current financial situation. I'm not homeless. Like I have a place to go.
Jake, what is your address?
My address?
Yes.
I use Uber. I don't drive. So I just type in the Oaks, and it takes me. It's right around. It's good for me because it's right around the corner from UCB. So I can go there in my Johnny's Bananas fleece.
Just by show of hands, how many writers in this room are homeless at the moment?
Joe the sharpshooter.
Yeah.
Joe.
I.
But you're working so much.
It's all lies.
What?
I don't have anywhere to. I didn't negotiate a contract. I don't work here.
What?
Well,
what?
You've
what?
Just been coming
I just
every
been
day.
Every
but that
day.
Doesn't mean you're not a human being that we care about.
It's like Georgia.
Now, Levinstein, you have a couch in Sherman Oaks that any of these guys could crash on. You're
I have a nice house in Sherman Oaks. I had no idea any of this was happening. All of you can stay with me, of course.
Okay. Levinstein's got it, all right?
Can I make a confession? Can I make a confession?
Okay, Berkshires. Sure. Go ahead, Fun Claus.
I'm homeless, too.
Oh, no.
No. In the Berkshires?
Oh, no. You got money on top of money.
I'm not in the Berkshires. The thing is, I'm not in the Berkshires. I'm right now, I'm in the men's room at the Hustler Superstore.
Jesus. Am I the only one who's not homeless?
No.
Wait a minute.
Jesus Christ.
No, you're homeless.
Wait, so Bob Einstein was in the men's room, too?
Hustler Superstore.
Or are you lying about Bob Einstein?
That was true.
Right.
Bob Einstein
honked at you in the men's room?
I hope he and his brother get that.
Bob is in here with me.
I hope he and his brother get that company back. It's named after their parents, Mira and Max.
Oh, boy.
You want to talk to him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Can you put Bob on?
Hold on. Who is this?
Hey, Bob, this is the Johnny Bananas Season 4 Writers Room writing for Stream Bay.
Larry, I don't know what you're doing. But I'm going to hang this phone up right now.
Oh. Uh-huh. Bob, are you there?
I think none of us are doing well.
So that's a go. That's a go on Bob Einstein?
Yeah, I think we got
him. We just have to tell him this is an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
What's his brother? Albert Brooks?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get him here, too. Bobby? Can you get Al over here?
He doesn't like that. Don't ask
no,
him.
No, I think they're gone. I think he's gone.
Shit. Oh, well.
Oh, no.
Well...
I mean, I have a nice studio apartment, but to be honest, I think I may lose it. I Oh,
what's
God.
Going on?
Oh, no.
He just left.
Yeah,
we lost.
Yeah.
Oh, we lose?
Hang up.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. He,
what, we lost Tom?
Yeah, it's fine
oh,
out.
Shit, we lost Tom and Bob. Oh, why? Oh, well.
Did you kill him?
Fuck it. All right, guys. Blue Skies on season
fuck
four.
Fuck it.
How did... Gil? What are your credits, Gil?
Me?
You're a writer. I'm late. You landed in this room somehow.
Yes.
These people I have respect for. I don't know. You seem like an idiot.
Oh, I was a writer's assistant on...
Jesus.
My two dads.
Then you were,
someone gave you a break. Someone gave you a break at some point.
You were the janitor at the Big Bang Theory.
Yes, which that's correct.
Yeah. Who liked you?
Didn't Mayim Bialik?
Mayim Bialik hired me to write her son's graduation speech.
That's how it happened. That's how it happened.
That's my big break.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I had that...
And then you wrote for...
I wrote jokes for the Chevy Chase show.
Right.
And
then you wrote a season of Boardwalk Empire,
I wrote an entire season of Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, was that the season that didn't make any sense?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
the season that was completely gibberish.
And it took place in a Starbucks.
Mostly, yeah. It took place in a Starbucks and was most of the script was pronouns.
Oh, Bobby Cannavale, I loved him that season.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Exactly. Maybe we can get Bobby Conn. He's kind of one of these guys, right? He's like one of these guys. Like, he'll be a funny Johnny Bananas type monkey, right? Bobby Cannavale.
Put it on the board.
Put it on the board. Episode. That's an episode, right? Bobby Cannavale.
This might be basic, but does Johnny have a job? Like, where does he work?
Where does he work? Blue Skies.
Yeah. Have you ever explored that?
He has a briefcase, so it's something.
He's got a briefcase. He's got a white collar job, even though he looks and works in kind of a blue collar neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. The Ape of Wall Street.
Ape of Banana Street.
Yes, and Ronald is his Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
So. Ape of Banana Street and the Quaaludes that they take.
I know Terrence with
bananas.
I'm working on broth.
Are bananas with extra tryptophan in them and push you to sleep a lot. Right?
Yeah.
Extra? Do bananas have tryptophan in them anyway?
I know. Turkey does.
A banana with extra tryptophan could be like a Valium for... whatever. You know, Blue Skies. Blue Skies, right?
They have some midgets and they fuck them.
Yeah. A bunch of midget monkeys. Are these, are there midget monkeys? I feel like there aren't dwarf monkeys, but,
get those?
Like a bonobo.
A bonobo. These monkeys that blow each other.
Bonobo.
Hey, let me blow you. I'm a bonobo.
A bonobo you.
A bonobo you.
Is that what you're saying?
I think it would be, I think it would be a bonobo me.
I miss my wife.
I would like Bono to blow me.
Could we get Bono to voice a bonobo ape?
What's Bono doing?
I mean, he's getting more blind every day.
Zoo TV.
Yeah.
Zoo TV.
It works, you know.
All right, everybody's top five U2 albums. Go.
We do an episode called Zoo TV.
Zoo TV. Right.
Get Bono in there.
Get Bono in there. The Edge.
I like All That You Can Leave Behind. I like Zooropa.
I like Zooropa, too.
I like Achtung Baby.
Rattle and Hum.
Rattle and Hum.
Yeah.
It's live.
I like Rattle and Hum, the album.
That's a live album.
We're talking studio albums right now.
Sorry, real quick. Would it be crazy to call it Zune TV, but spell it like zoo, get a Zune tie-in?
Well, it might fuck us up with Pono. But,
is there still a Zune company?
There's still a Zune.
I mean, we could
Microsoft is still making the Zune.
Now, is there still, what about Zoot Suit Riot? Is that still around?
Zoot Suit Riot.
Yeah.
Cherry Pop and Daddy's.
Cherry Pop and Daddy's, one of my favorite 90s bands.
You guys know Dickie Barrett from My Mighty Bosstones?
Yes.
Does the Jimmy Kimmel voice. He might be fun to have do some voices for us.
Oh, I love those Mighty Mighty Bosstones. You know what I just realized about them?
What?
They're from Boston.
Oh, yeah.
And Mighty Mighty Bosstones is Bostone.
Mm-hmm.
Bostone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. We do a music episode, Zoo TV. We get the Mighty Mighty Banana Tones.
Right. Ooh. Right.
Right.
Thank you.
We get the Banana Popping Monkeys. You do a whole thing.
The Dropkick Monkeys.
Dropkick Monkeys.
All the classic bands.
We could do it.
Now remember it.
I never had to knock on a banana tree.
Oh, yeah.
But I wish I
So, oh. I don't know the other lyrics.
Oh, but, man. How about the Bare Naked Monkeys?
Well, Johnny
because
Starkey's.
I kind of ba-doo, and I like to eat a lot of bananas.
Johnny starts a radio station. We get a whole rotation like this. Of this Lynn. Don't you peel my sunshine.
Shock
you
jock.
Know, just over and over.
We do
so many puns.
I like that way he becomes a shock jock.
Yeah.
He's a shocking.
Yes.
And he gets on, and he starts talking real raw talk. Like real, like no holds barred.
Yeah,
Imus. He's like Imus. He's like Lycus. He's just he's on that microphone and he tells people the truth. And he becomes like a big radio star.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Eric Bogosian Talk Radio.
Yep.
He gets stalked by some fucking murderer.
Yeah. He shoots Johnny's right in the fucking head.
Yeah. Oh, Put it up on the board.
No, we get Howard Stern. We get Howard Stern to come in as like a rival radio guy.
Yeah, I heard about it. He gets in front of the microphone and he's Fraser Crane. I mean, he's like bananas all the other time. He's just a fucking asshole.
Oh. And he gets
in front of the microphone.
Mic.
Yeah, he's got that velvety voice.
He's Terry Gross all of a sudden.
Yeah. Terry Gross.
I know I'm the whole poker Toss guy, but he got assassinated in the last episode we did. How many episodes is he going to get
Why
shot
Why are you doing
in?
This? Why are you
Why?
Doing
Why
this?
Got a poke
In the
hole?
Last episode, he's the mayor. Then he gets assassinated with a banana cream pie. Now
you.
He's a DJ, and then he gets shot again.
Don't make it hard with all this logic bullshit.
We're never going to get out of here. You got a logic guy here.
I did literally 4 hours of yoga this morning, and you're upsetting me.
You know what you are? You're No, you're quicksand to this writer's room. You're like Medellin for Vince.
We have 910 episodes, right? Do we understand that? 910.
And this guy's hitting the brakes.
And it's like the more we struggle within you, the more you just suck us down.
Hit the gas.
Can we do some kind of Queens Boulevard thing?
Don't ask brakes over here. Ask the gas.
Yeah.
Okay, so Johnny's going to get assassinated in every episode then.
Yeah.
100 episodes.
We could
Never
do that
seen
if
it
we
done
wanted.
Before. Never seen it done before.
Never seen it done before. He could be the Kenny. Kill Kenny.
Yeah.
That's a show.
What if each episode is a different universe like Sliders?
I don't know what Sliders is. Is that Jerry O'Connell Stand By Me?
Like a smaller episode.
Does Fat Sal have Sliders?
That's a good question. Does Fat Sal have Sliders?
Are you talking like a mini version of an episode? Like a little mini version.
No, like the show where they...
Like you got a big version.
No, I understand what you're saying.
Like a smaller version.
I understand
version.
That a slider
like
what, is a small
like
sandwich.
Like a cuter little episode.
Like a little burger of an episode. A slider.
I'm not suggesting changing the running time of the episodes to be little cute mini episodes.
But why not?
All right, how about this?
I like sliders more than
the
burgers.
The shorter they are, the easier to write. How about a 5-second episode? Johnny Bananas goes up
vines,
a tree and
blurred vines.
Yeah.
Vines. The whole show is blurred vines.
Six seconds. The whole show's blurred vines. We got Robin Thicke out there to start rape. What does he do? Rape or sing? I forget.
He's
a rapist who sings.
I don't think he rapes. I think he corners and cajoles.
He corners and cajoles. He'll corner you and then just be like, hey, what are you going to do? Say no.
Yeah, that's kind
what
of
are
his
you
move.
Gonna, what are you going to do? It's Robin Thicke. Look at my suit. I look like the fucking Joker over here. Hey, by the way, I'm ugly.
Johnny G will poke a hole in every story and a lunch order, but when a rapist comes up, he's all defense.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, guess what just arrived? Fat Sal is here!
Yeah!
All right. Just put the rest of that stuff, outside for me. Just, thank you, sir. Okay.
All right. Well, I guess,
you guys get your meals here. There's three meals here for you.
Give me that fat Anthony, baby. I want those chicken fingers, baby. I want a the more fried stuff on the sandwich.
I'd like to make it pointedly clear that I don't eat anymore, just really quick.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very Hollywood of you.
Thank you.
What are you drinking these days?
Oh, just, water and kombucha and then milkshakes.
Wow, your poop must be clear.
Yeah, it's real gross.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, wow. Anyone get the fat cookout with cheeseburgers, hot dogs, potato salad, potato chips, pickles, ketchup, mustard on a hero? Did anyone get that?
There's no reason to have your own cookout anymore.
I know. It's a whole cookout on a sandwich. God. Oh, man. All
I'm throwing away
barbecue.
I think
we've gotten a lot done. I mean, we've only been here about 20 minutes, and we've gotten a lot of stuff done today.
Should we break for lunch?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's break for lunch.
Okay.
All right. So, can someone text Turtle that we're eating Fat Sal's?
Do we really? I don't have food, but he's going to come in and just say he wants a bite of all your food and then
just tweet
eat
it.
It.
Tweet
he
it.
Gets to do a voice. Turtle does a voice. Can we get Turtle locked down?
You know he's got a piece of candy under that hat.
Really?
All always for me.
Always. He's always got a little...
Wait, like you're saying that Turtle keeps a piece of candy?
Piece of candy under his
where
hat.
Where in the hat? Under the bill
right
or under, inside?
No, right inside. Inside. Oh, you lift it up, he's got...
It's like a little Jolly Rancher.
Is it always the same kind of candy or is it is like a surprise every
always
time?
Different.
Is it
sometimes toffee, sometimes...
Are they edibles?
It's wrapped.
Yes, wrapped. Completely wrapped. Clean candy. But he's got it. He's like a sweet guy.
And he'll give that to you with a little wink.
A little wink and a smile.
Oh, boy.
Anyway. Wow.
Corner and cajole, you know?
All right.
What's your favorite one he's hidden so far?
Just like an Andy's Mint.
Andy's candy.
It doesn't melt you know on what? His head.
No, nope. I've been frightened of you the entire time we've been sitting here.
Me?
You
why? Came back,
well, because you're screaming in Starbucks. You appear to be homeless. You keep shouting, "I hate you," at John. I'm legitimately you know? Been legitimately terrified of you this entire time. But hearing that story about Turtle hiding a little piece of candy under his hat, I get why you're here, and I love you.
Well,
Gil.
I'm saying, he's our energy guy.
Yeah.
You need a guy like this.
You know, from being completely terrified. Like a human nightmare
because of my nails,
just a sweep.
My long nails and my screaming.
Yeah.
I will say I'm a little offended. I thought hiding one piece of candy was our thing.
How about Johnny Bananas?
I used it on you. I'm sorry. I used it.
How about Johnny hides a piece of candy under his hat for the local kids, and that's how he lures them in to abuse them. Right?
Do we have
like an abuse episode.
Do we have the money to animate a hat?
Again, I just don't. Johnny's never worn a hat. He's got high hair.
The brakes.
Why can't he wear a hat? This
hit
is
the
right
brakes.
Up your alley.
It's too much.
It's abuse. You love this.
Too much? What do you mean? It's too
can't
much
Can't we find
to wear
another way to get into the abuse?
The
it's too much to ask
wet.
The audience to go, oh, he's an abuser now and he wears a hat.
Hey, listen.
One thing no one's ever worn a top hat
Fine.
Before.
He wears a dicky and he hides a piece of candy under it. Does that help?
Yes.
Is that better?
It's not better.
It's not as funny as a hat.
This is definitely blue skies and you're all rain
lateral
clouds.
Move. Lateral move from the brakes.
Yeah, lateral move. Hat on a hat.
Oh, no hat on no hat, apparently.
We got the information. All right, guys.
How's the B room doing, by the way? Are they getting anything?
The B room?
Yeah.
I don't know. How's the Ant room doing? Just kidding.
That's just that guy Ant from Last Comic Standing.
He's the funniest writer in the world.
He's gonna save this whole thing.
Oh yeah, the Ant. Oh yeah. By the way, we got Ant from Last Comic Standing. Did I tell you this? Yeah. Jake is friends with Ant.
Really good friends with Ant. He's my best friend.
I thought it was Mario Cantone.
Mario. I met Ant through Mario,
okay.
And we were all friends. Mario and Ant had some sort of, you know, problem.
Yeah.
And so
famously.
Famously. So now I still talk to Mario, but Ant's my best friend.
Mario can't feel good about that. He introduced
you guys. He can't tone
it. It's awkward.
He can't
tone
it down.
Not everybody's going to get along with everybody.
He's
but
got
I'll
that
this.
Steam Pipe Alley money.
He does.
I think he'll be fine.
But Ant is he's the funniest person I know.
Yeah, Ant is so funny that he's worthy of judging all stand-up.
I trust people who vouch for other people being funny. I believe them. If you say Ant is funny, Ant is funny.
There's no one funnier than Ant.
There's no one funnier than Ant.
Well, even if I wouldn't laugh at one of his jokes,
Johnny
he's
Drama.
Saying that.
Johnny Drama is funnier.
It goes without
than
saying.
Me.
Johnny Drama talks funny, but he doesn't write funny. Ant writes funny, he talks funny, he does funny.
He just
he
is funny.
Funny.
Well,
he's got funny bones.
To me, Johnny's like a different kind. He's like a Coen Brothers funny, you know what I mean? Like, he's not like a Will Ferrell funny. He's like, I had to think about that, but woo, what a funny, true situation.
He's not an idiot, he's cool.
Yeah, he's very smart.
There was a moment there where Ant was going to get the Daily Show. And right. it didn't happen for him.
Well,
and
they Trevor went Noah this, came
yeah,
this, in.
Yeah, that Trevor Noah. And...
Is he racist or sexist? I forget.
He's anti-Semitic.
Right. He's anti-Semitic, right. That's a bummer. It's weird that Jon Stewart hired him. Well, so much for the Daily Show. All right, put it in the grave, okay? Anyway. Onward.
Why would Jon Stewart hire someone who kept yelling that he hated Jews in the hallways constantly?
Well, Jon Stewart maybe just wants to be like, hey, I did this. Now it's, you know, he wants to tank it or something. I don't know.
Like when the Knicks won a number one pick, right?
Thanks.
They tank the season.
You know, it's a different kind of TV there. They're up in the, you know, they're in the smart zone doing this topical shit. We're grinding it out for the kids.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to derail. I just, you know, I'm just trying to learn.
How about a gymnastics team? Right? Yeah, Johnny how about finds his gymnastics team in the jungle.
Like a high school gymnastics
team. And it's like
team.
That Mr. T show. He's got a gymnastics team. They're in high school. They drink milk and eat celery. They're all healthy. And he's like, hey, help me solve crimes.
What about like a Point Break? I know they're making that new Point Break point movie. Play. But what if we do our own first, get ahead of the story, and just do it better?
Right. With The Rock.
Get The Rock in there.
The Rock the coolest guy in the world? Tell me.
We're just moving on from the healthy gymnasts who help to solve crimes.
No, let's dig in.
That's part of it.
Why don't you do like a Bad News Monkeys? First of all, I like to think of this writers' room as the Bad News Bears of writers' room. We're the Bad News Bears of writers' rooms. What are we gonna do with ourselves? All right, now what was your suggestion?
Bad News Monkeys.
Bad News Monkeys.
Mm. Johnny's Bananas takes over a ragtag team of monkeys.
They're playing banana
whips
ball.
Whips them into shape.
They're playing banana ball?
With a banana-shaped ball.
By the way, I love banana ball. Banana ball is the best sport.
Yeah?
You play a lot of banana
ball?
I
play a banana ball all the time. Do you?
Gil, really quick, what's your definition of banana ball? Like, when you picture banana ball, what are you picturing?
You picture, you know, what I picture?
Yeah.
So what's a banana ball to you?
I play a banana ball. What are you talking about? Banana ball.
He's making up a sport.
I just want to make sure he's not confused.
It's a made-up sport with a ball and a banana.
Why are you going to poke holes?
It was right?
Am I poking holes right now?
It was a pit.
In this instant.
Everyone is confused by what you're saying.
Banana ball is real. Look at this guy poking holes again.
In this instant, he's right to poke holes because it is a fictional sport.
Absolutely not.
Well, no.
You want me to explain it to you? I get what's happening here. All right. Player one comes up. Player one opens the banana, takes out the banana, throws it down the field. Wait, you want me to keep going?
Please. I just had to check because last season he called basketball tall man chess, so I just wanted to make sure that this was a fake sport he wasn't confusing it with, say, tennis.
Wait, you call basketball tall man chess?
Yes, he does a lot.
Man. Well, that's pretty good. Maybe it should be called.
How many players? There's player one.
Yeah.
Banana ball sounds like somebody just throwing a banana.
How many players? Is it just a one player game?
Why are you guys acting like you don't know what banana ball is?
You could have explained it by now.
I'm like a 4-year-old. I've never heard of banana ball before. Okay. Explain it to me.
Player one steps up. He unpeels the banana, throws the banana downfield.
Well, condescending like the 4-year-old's an idiot. Yeah. It's a 4-year-old.
Sorry, all right.
I'm sorry, okay. Can I
get
ask?
The 4-year-old excited. Get the 4-year-old excited.
Does he throw the banana like a spear or like width-way?
He can throw it any way he wants.
What's the field? Is it turf?
You ask me why
I'm
not being so sarcastic. Well, he could throw it any way he wants.
Do you smash it into a ball?
Most people throw it overhand because you can get the farthest distance with the banana.
Oh, that's smart.
Let's just concentrate on the basic rules of banana ball for a minute. I've never heard of it.
Player B is on the other
player
side.
One and player B.
Player one and
on
player
the other
B.
side of the field. He obviously catches it with his feet, picks up the banana, lifts it up and says, you know, this is the banana, and he presents it to everyone. There's 1 point. Okay, so
are they on the same team?
No, they're not.
Okay. I'm just going to say, for the sake of argument, banana ball is a very real, beloved sport. What are some famous banana ball players?
You are a very skeptical 4-year-old.
I got to name the players for you. You want me to take out my cards, too? There's Izzy McNeil.
Wait, there's banana ball cards?
There's Johnny.
You know who needs a banana ball?
Johnny? You lose your
name. Another first name?
You collect banana ball cards?
Johnny's a famous banana ball player.
Hey, let's talk to Ari. Maybe L.A. could have a banana ball team.
There's no such thing as banana ball!
Like the L.A. Gold or something like that. I don't know.
The more you guys talk about, the more it sounds real.
Well, put it on the board. Put it on the board. Put a string around it.
Are we writing the show anymore, or are we just talking?
Why don't we figure out these situations?
A Space Jam episode where we bring in real banana ball players.
Space Jam.
Like Izzy McGuire.
Smoothie Jam.
Yeah.
Johnny Cohen.
Johnny Bananas.
You have Johnny Bananas animated, real banana ball players
right.
live action.
Honestly, you know what? That sounds like a movie.
Is there any sort of jam made out of bananas that has a specific
banana jam?
Banana jam. Okay, cool.
Is there some kind of banana jelly that I'd like?
Banana jelly. It's called banana jelly.
Okay. Guys, let's look at reality. Vince is rebooting Dick Tracy. Okay? Okay, he's going to want to do a little tie-in thing, okay? The last time Dick Tracy was done, it was what? Warren Beatty and Madonna?
And Charlie Cosmo.
Right, Charlie Cosmo.
This could help. Was yellow one of the colors in Dick Tracy?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he wore a yellow hat. All right.
And trench coat.
He wore a yellow hat.
Probably wear an Apple Watch these days.
Yeah. So Vince is Dick Tracy. Iggy Azalea is the Madonna.
Breathless girl. Mahoney.
And then we got Pacino back.
Yeah, he's back.
Hoffman's back as Mumbles.
Who's playing Flat Top?
Beatty.
Whose lips manless?
Lips Manless is Depp, right? Depp's coming in?
I mean, they're negotiating.
Who's prune face?
Let's talk about it. Steven Tyler from Aerosmith.
Yeah, he's gonna end it.
I'm glad that he's owning the way he looks.
Yeah, he knows he's a fucking wrinkly little raisin.
How about the California raisins?
Oh, California raisins, heard it through the grapevine?
I heard it through the apevine.
Oh! Put it on the board!
But they should be bananas.
Yeah, California dried bananas.
California dried bananas heard it through the grapevine.
I heard it through the apevine.
I find dried bananas chalky. Anyone else?
Only if you get the chalky kind. Not when they sing. There's a freeze-dried and there's a... I wouldn't know. I don't eat.
Oh, Johnny Bananas. Freeze-dried bananas. He's got his own Jack Link's, right? Mm-hmm.
Trader Joe's has the best freeze-dried bananas, by the way.
I don't go to Trader Joe's.
Well, whatever they don't sell that week, they just get rid of.
How do you know this?
How do you know this, Gil?
What do you mean? You just hear through the apevine.
Oh, we heard it through the apevine. We're not raisins, we're bananas.
That's the Cosby version.
Whoa.
Did I say rapevine?
Yeah. It was good. I mean, you're a fan.
Wait, I think we could get Bill Cosby at this point.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about it.
Absolutely.
He'll do anything now because he's a weird... He's Satan,
well,
right?
Well, he's a serial rapist.
He's Satan. He's the devil.
Allegedly.
All right, he's an alleged serial rapist.
What if that's the joke? He, like, rapes boxes of cereal and then it's like he's kind of owning it.
Oh. Mm. He rapes boxes of cereal. Every time he strokes it in, he's like, ouch. Ouch. Paper cuts all over my dick.
Yeah.
Right? That's the problem with raping a cereal box. I've tried it.
Can our Foley artist do that? Does he have the skill?
Oh, Kung Fu?
Yeah.
Our Foley artist?
Really insane that his name is just Kung Fu.
It's Kung Fu.
But it really is. Well,
is that even a Korean name?
He's from Korea. You never know what the names are going to be over there.
It was one of those things where his parents were American. We
switched to North Korea for the animation. They're doing this North Korean animation, which is...
They produce amazing content.
Yeah, they're great. They're real content providers.
Yeah.
Speaking of content providers, we got to have a phone meeting with the guy from StreamBay just to make sure we can say all the swears that we think we're going to say.
He's calling today?
He's calling in today, yeah. StreamBay. All right.
Let's keep going. I'm sorry. What about MailChimp? We all know MailChimp now.
MailChimp! We got to get sponsorship. From Serial Podcast.
Yeah.
Right.
And how about this? If you can bring up Serial, what about the Jinx? We get Robert Thurston here.
Oh, is he an actor?
Does it matter? He is now.
Yeah.
Get him to do a voice or whatever.
He'll pee anywhere.
Yeah.
We'll get a real blinky ape.
He's a real blinky.
Blinky and twitchy, and he burps and burps. Yeah.
It's like a jinx. People will get it sort of in the back of their mind. They'll be like, oh, I get the connection subconsciously.
Yeah, and he kills everyone.
I feel like if you're going to get Robert Durst, you got to make the most out of it. So you got to really go Andy Serkis.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Cover him in sensors. Mm-hmm. Just completely 3D map Robert Durst and then turn him into a monkey.
Yeah.
Okay, who's the lowest rent Andy Serkis we can get?
What if we got Fred Durst to do that circus thing.
Fred Durst. Yeah, let's get Limp Bizkit. Let's make this. Let's get
a reunion
really post grunge with this.
Yeah. Like, is this anything? Andy Cirque du Soleil? Is that a thing?
Andy Cirque.
I don't know what that. I don't know what that is.
Andy Cirque du Soleil.
That's a good Vegas
a
idea.
Thing. Is that anything?
Johnny Bananas.
That's something.
Okay, something. Guys,
it's definitely real.
Johnny's Bananas Cirque du Soleil. Right?
Well, is that a thing?
Their Andy dream. Cirque du Soleil?
Huh? Andy Serkis.
You said, is that a thing?
I'm just tossing out ideas.
I think.
No, but is that a thing? I think that might be a thing.
There is an Andy Serkis.
Is there?
Cirque du Soleil? I don't
know. I feel like I've seen that, but you know, I've heard
at MGM Grand. He's on a trampoline.
That sounds. I haven't gone.
It's beautiful.
One,
it is beautiful.
The one I saw, it's not Andy Serkis du Soleil. It's just Andy Cirque du Soleil, and it's just
a guy named Andy.
It's Andy themed.
It's Andy Dick has his own Cirque du Soleil
Andy,
show.
Andy,
speaking
Andy,
of Andy
it's a
Dick,
whole theme about
always.
That.
Does anyone have his number? Let's get him.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah, hold on. It's 323.
No, wait. Dick. We need Dick on this, guys. Let's face reality, okay? We need to come up with a new theme song, because apparently FXX owns our theme song from last season. Remember, it was a Jenny Bananas, Jenny Bananas.
I liked it because it had like a calypso feel to
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So, any pitches on the theme song ideas?
I mean, what about a Gwen sound-alike?
A what sound?
This show is bananas. B A N A N A S. The show is bananas.
I like that idea a lot. The show, it's good. Okay. Good. Put that up on the musical board.
No doubt.
No, are we not?
What about no? What about no theme song? And it's just sort of, you know how like Girls every week. Do you guys watch Girls? It starts with just full screen Girls, and we just like, and it's just like we just have like a Johnny's Bananas.
What if we
no
just,
theme song.
Oh, I More thought you were saying called
yeah,
the show
just
Girls.
Girls. Yeah, that'd be. I mean,
all right.
Yeah,
it's a very popular show.
Is that on the table? Change
what are we doing here?
Entirely.
Or I know Les Claypool.
You know Les Claypool?
I know Les Claypool.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And,
wow.
Like a sick
and,
riff.
And Bella Fleck. Maybe we could get Bella Fleck and Les Claypool together and they could figure it out.
I just get them in a room together. Magic's going to happen every time.
On that drumitar? Fuck.
What about the guys from Live?
Oh, Live? Lightning Crashes? Old Mother Cries? I love that idea.
What?
I love that band Live. That shitty, shitty band is a great band.
What happened to the old announcer?
Johnny's Bananas coming to your TV.
Yeah.
I think we got it. I think we got it.
That's it. It's Live. Let's get that horrible, untalented asshole in here to shit out a song. That fucking band sucks so bad it makes me want to puke. Let's get him into that song. Johnny Banana swinging through the trees. Johnny Bananas has a job to be TBD. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I think we did.
I think we did, guys. Lunch break. All right, get your fat sals and everybody cool? Everybody cool,
yeah.
Gil?
Yeah, you know.
I want my dog back, Gil.
You'll get it when I ate it. I ate your dog, Shelby. I'm sorry.
All right. We'll see you after lunch.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.
Dale, y'all!
This is Tony Rodriguez.
This is Carlos Santos.
This is Raisa Licea.
And this is Oscar Montoya.
When our powers combine, we are
Spanish Aquí Presents.
We have a brand new podcast here on Earwolf, bringing you the best of the best of lo mejor of the Latinx comedy.
Join us every Tuesday as we chat about what's going on in our lives, Latinx culture, and ¿qué es lo que?
Lo que no está picando.
Lo que te pica. Don't worry, we'll tell you what that means if you listen.
We'll also be joined by a new guest every single week. We'll get to know a little bit more about their lives.
Every single week.
Uh-huh. And then we'll make them sit back and watch us improvise their lives right back to them.
Improvisation.
Spanish Aquí Presents premieres July 16th. Subscribe now in Stitcher,
Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you listen.
O donde sea.
Spanish Aquí Presents.